USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump's election case is now moving to the pretrial phase after he pleaded not guilty to felony charges.
Lawyers will be filing briefs leading up to the next hearing scheduled for August 28th, where a trial date is likely to be scheduled. Justice Department lawyers are pushing for the case to be tried quickly, while Trump's defense argues it could take years to review the government's evidence and gather their own. I'm Lisa Taylor.
A federal judge is giving former President Trump until Monday to respond to Special Counsel Jack Smith's protective order request. Smith's request, filed on Friday, was triggered by Trump's statement on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." This came after Trump's indictment on four counts related to alleged election interference. Smith's filing contended that Trump's public comments could negatively impact witnesses and the justice process's fairness. Russian officials and social media footage have confirmed that Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea. This attack followed a previous strike on the same day by Ukraine on a major Russian port. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell appears to have removed any doubts that he'll be at the traditional Kentucky picnic today. McConnell attended a GOP breakfast this morning and received numerous standing ovations. He said at the breakfast, "This is my 28th fancy farm, and it's not my last." Concerns about the 81-year-old Kentucky senator's health arose earlier this week when he seemed to freeze in the middle of addressing reporters at the U.S. Capitol. A massive operation that authorities say made billions of spam calls has been hit with a major fine.
The largest robocall network that the United States has ever investigated is accused of calling over a half billion phone numbers during just 3 months in 2021, making more than 5 billion calls for auto warranty scams. The FCC has fined the operation a record $300 million for violating U.S. telecom laws. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAVEL for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAVEL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAVEL for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
11 people were injured, 7 critically, after a school bus filled with teenagers crashed in Idaho. Idaho State Police say that bus was taking a group of kids ages 13 to 18 to a YMCA summer camp when it crashed Friday afternoon on Highway 55 north of Boise. 30 people were on the bus and 11 were injured. Police say 7 of them have serious injuries. The Food and Drug Administration has approved the first ever pill for postpartum depression.
On Friday, the FDA announced the medication is safe for women to take if they recently had a baby and are now experiencing postpartum depression symptoms. In clinical trials, women who dealt with anxiety, depression, low energy, trouble sleeping, and guilt had improved symptoms as early as 3 days after the first pill. The FDA is still considering whether to approve the pill for clinical depression as well. I'm Brad Siegel.
Grand Rapids, Michigan has been voted the best beer city in the U.S. for the third year in a row. USA Today announced the three-peat Friday as part of its 10 Best Readers' Choice 2023 awards. USA Today wrote, the city's official Beer City Ale Trail has more than 80 breweries in the surrounding area, and the local calendar is constantly filled with beer festivals, events, and promotions. A Lakers jersey worn by Wilt Chamberlain is going up for auction later this month. Sotheby's officials believe the home gold uniform worn by the late NBA legend will sell for about $4 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.